At the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Seminar, I am visiting with one of our presenters, Dr. Jean-Pierre Vaillancourt. And that's, first of all, tell me where you're from and what you do, sir.
Well, I'm from Montreal originally. I'm at the University of Montreal, and I've been doing research on biosecurity and regional disease control for about 20 years.
You were part of this afternoon session talking about emergency measures for disease control programs. What are some of the takeaways from that that you wanted these folks to get?
Well, we need to use technology. We need to understand what it gives us. And we need to share the right information in a timely fashion in order to make the right decisions. We know how to eradicate diseases. We know how to biosecure farms. But when it comes to regional disease control, what we need to understand is that we need to share information. And that doesn't mean that we're sharing everything, but for specific diseases like PERS, for example, we need to get busy sharing critical information within regions and between regions.
How difficult is that to do?
Well, it is, because it's a person's, the people's game. So you have personalities, you have decision makers who may have a mental block about sharing information. You have, and often that will break the communication chain. So the right communication environment and basically flow can be disturbed very quickly when there's just one or two individuals who are not sharing information. That's why it is so sensitive.
So what do you think about what BI is doing in terms of putting on this kind of a seminar and bringing in this, you know, diverse group of folks here?
Well, training, knowledge brings attitude change, okay? And that's critical. When you want to get compliance or you want to get a paradigm shift in people's mind, they need to be fed information and they need to be able to share it with others to eventually come to a conclusion that, in this case, they need to engage, maybe in a different way from what they used to do. So this kind of meeting, I think, is quite critical.
We've got participants from all areas of the swine industry here. What kind of advice or recommendation do you have for them in order to try to go back home and make a difference in trying to get their areas to really be on the producers and all there to participate in these programs?
Well, first you need to identify the right players. And then you need to have the right collaboration leadership in place. You need to have, we're talking about a champion, somebody who will have some level of recognized authority to get people together and to get them to come up with their own plan, because regional disease eradication is not something that like a recipe that you just give to somebody and that's it. Okay, they have to come up with their own way of dealing with a disease. Of course, considering the different aspects of the disease, but there's different ways that you can approach it to be successful. So they need to do that at the regional level. And once they can achieve that at a very local level, then they need to think about expanding that to a bigger area.
Start small and grow larger as you go.
That's right. I mean, mainly deal with the people right there where the action is, but keeping in mind having a regional perspective to the approach. You cannot biosecure your way out of a situation one farm at a time. It's just not going to work.
Good words of wisdom here at the PERS seminar going on in conjunction with the International PERS Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.